我们再次读今天早上其中一节正道的经文，在《使徒行传》14:22。
Let us read one of the verses from today's sermon scriptures. It's Acts 14:22.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
坚固门徒的心，劝他们行守所信的道，又说：我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
Strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith.We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said.
我们一起的同心祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
感谢你藉着你爱子耶稣基督，将我们从罪坑当中来到拯救出来。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that through your beloved Son Jesus, you have saved us from the pit of darkness and sin.
你不单止拯救我们，你还将宝贵的话语赐了给我们。
You did not only save us, but you have also given us your precious word.
求天父你再一次藉着你爱子耶稣基督的宝血来到去洁净涂抹我们一切的罪恶过犯。
May you once again cleanse us through the precious blood of your beloved son Jesus.
好让我们能够无拦阻来到去朝见你。
So that we can come before you without any obstruction.
也都求圣灵的恩膏与我们同在。
May the anointing of the Holy Spirit be with us.
求圣灵也都去引导光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and enlighten us.
好让我们不单止来到去听真理，并且来到实行真理。
So that we do not only hear the truth, but we can also put it into practice.
让我们无论听的、讲的，都能够同得造就。
Help us, those the one who speaks and those who listen can be established.
我们这样祷告感谢交托是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
记得上次在作无愧的工人的讲道的结尾，提到作主的工人是需要舍弃，需要付代价。
Remember that last time at the end of my sermon, a woman who does not need to be ashamed. I mentioned that a woman of the Lord needs to give up a lot of things and pay the price.
但是使徒保罗鼓励我们。
But the Apostle Paul encourages us.
他在哥林德后书4:17这里讲到。
In 2 Corinthians 4:17,
他说我们带出一个荣耀的应许。
He gives us a precious promise.
我们这自暂自轻的苦楚是要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
这个不单止是我们终极的荣耀，也是我们终极的盼望。
This is not only our ultimate glory, but it is also our ultimate hope.
使徒保罗所提到的这自暂自轻的苦楚，是知道我们行在一条与世人不一样的道路上面。
The light and momentary troubles mentioned by Paul refer to the difficulties and troubles that we experience as we walk in a different road from the world.
所经历的艰难困苦，这个就是我们成圣成义的过程。
The troubles and difficulties that we experience, this is a process of sanctification.
刚才我们读到的一段经文就是讲到《使徒行传》的14:1。
The verse we just read is from the Acts 14.
这里讲到使徒保罗和巴拿巴在第一次的宣教的旅程当中。
This chapter talks about what happened while Paul and Barnabas preached the gospel in their missionary trip.
他在以哥念、路斯德和特比。
In the places called Iconium, Lystra and Derbe.
因传福音的缘故所发生的事情。
The things that happened while they preached the gospel there.
犹太人和外邦人都是很想将保罗置诸死地。
The Jews and Gentiles wanted to kill Paul.
他们终于在路斯德追上保罗。
At the end, they finally caught up with Paul in Lystra.
这教唆众人是用石头来打他。
They incited the crowd to stone him.
门徒以为保罗死了。
The apostles thought that Paul had died.
但是保罗蒙神的保守。
But because of the Lord's protection,
他竟然能站起身。
He could rise again.
他跟着同巴拿巴继续往特比来传福音。
And continued his journey with Barnabas to spread the gospel in Derbe.
及后他再回到这些地方来到坚固信徒。
Afterwards, they returned to these places to strengthen the believers.
并且提醒他的信徒。
And reminded these believers.
劝他们行守所信的道。
And asking them to walk on the faith that they believed.
并且祝福他们，我们进入神的国是必须经历许多的艰难。
And also reminded them that we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
这个正是每一个愿意背起自己十字架跟随主的信徒的一个真实的写照。
This is a true depiction of a believer who is willing to take up his cross and follow the Lord.
苦难这个题目 从旧约到新约都是记载无数。
Concerning the topic of hardship or suffering, it is mentioned many times from the Old Testament through to the New Testament.
而所提到的众多的圣经人物就好像云彩的见证人一样。
Involving a great cloud of witnesses in the Bible.
那当中有很多大家熟悉的旧约的人物。
There are many people in the Old Testament that we are all familiar with.
就好像阿伯拉罕、摩西、约瑟、约伯。大卫等等
，such as Abraham, Moses, Joseph, Job, and David。
而新约咧有彼得、雅各、司提反、保罗同埋其他嘅众圣徒。
And in the New Testament, we can see Peter, Jacob, Stephen, Paul, and the other saints in the New Testament。
以上所提嘅圣经人物咧，佢哋嘅苦难嘅经历，其实一个最终嘅指向。就是各位为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣基督。
The people in the Bible that I just mentioned, there is an ultimate destination that the experiences point to. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith.
他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorned its shame.
那什么是苦难或者艰难呢？
What are troubles or hardships?
凡是因着我们是基督徒的缘故，为着福音，为着持守与世人不一样的价值观呢？
Because of the fact that we are Christians, for the sake of the gospel, in order to stand firm on our values, which are different from the world.
所带来的逼迫、挑战或者冲击的人和事。
When these things bring about persecutions, challenges, and conflicts between us and others.
苦难可以有不同的形式来出现的。
Troubles or hardships can come in different forms.
如果一些生活例子就好像工作上的道德操守呢？
To give you some examples in our daily life, such as professional ethics.
又或者你和你的上司、同事、朋友、家人相处所带来的张力。
Or when it causes conflicts with your work supervisors, colleagues, friends, and family members.
这些都是苦难、艰难。
These are all troubles and hardships.
当我看到有些弟兄姊妹他们有严重的病患的时候，
I can see that some brothers and sisters have serious illnesses.
这些都是我们在人生当中要面对的艰难。
These are difficulties that we have to face in life.
不过我得强调，如果因我们的犯罪所导致的苦难、艰难呢，这个就不是我们为主受苦啊。
However, I must emphasize that if we have troubles and hardships caused by our own sins, we cannot say that we suffer for the Lord.
举一些生活的例子。
To give you some examples from our daily lives.
如果我们在饮食上面我们没有节制呢？
If we do not apply self-control in what we eat or drink.
那导致身体的出现问题啦。
So that we have health problems.
又或者仍然我们眷顾世上的钱财物质。
Or perhaps if we covet worldly possessions such as money and materials,
以致到会有很多的劳苦愁烦是临到我们当中，
so that we are troubled and burdened.
这些的后果是出于神的管教。
These are consequences and results of discipline from God.
为的是爱我们，警惕我们。
As he loves us and uses these as warnings for us.
因为这些事情不是为神的缘故。
These things are not for the sake of God.
乃是出于一己的私欲所造成的后果。
And they are consequences of our own sinful desires.
那为什么属主的人会有艰难又或者有苦难呢？
Why do those who belong to God have troubles and hardships?
而爱我们的天父又怎样来到看我这班在世上经历苦难的子民呢？
How does our loving heavenly Father regard his own who experience hardships?
主耶稣曾经讲过，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
The Lord Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
保罗亦都提醒我们，
Paul also reminds us,
我们受患难原是是命定的，
that we were destined for these trials.
换句话说，受苦是每一个属主的人所必须经历的。
In other words, suffering is a necessary experience that everyone who belongs to the Lord must go through.
主耶稣曾经来到世上，
The Lord Jesus came to the world.
他所背负的重担和所经历的忧患是世人不能够了解的。
The burden that he carried and the infirmities that he suffered are things that we cannot comprehend.
正如先知以赛亚书在53章那里写到，
As the prophet Isaiah writes in Isaiah chapter 53,
不如我们一起来到去以赛亚书53章4节和5节。
Let us read Isaiah chapter 53 verses 4 and 5.
这两节的经文都读出来。
Read together.
他诚然担当我们的忧患， 背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
主耶稣亦都曾经讲过，学生不能高过先生，仆人亦都唔能够高过主人。
The Lord Jesus also tells us that a student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master.
佢跟住讲，学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样，也就罢了。
He continues to say, it is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. It is like that.
人既骂家主是别西卜，何况佢嘅家人呢？
If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the member of his household?
既然拯救我哋嘅主耶稣，
since our Savior Jesus Christ,
为住我哋呢班污秽不堪嘅罪人，
for the sake of our filthy sinners,
甘愿嘅忍受世人嘅羞辱，
he was willing to endure the scorns and humiliation,
唾弃同埋辱骂，
rejection and humiliation，
最后被挂在木头上。
At the end, he was hung on the tree。
如果我们切实地跟随主，
then if we truly follow him，
岂不是同样会经历苦难吗？
Do we not similarly encounter hardships？
主天父怎样来到加诸在我们身上的苦难，又怎样来看呢？
How does the heavenly father regard the hardships that are inflicted upon us？
在雅各书里讲到，我的弟兄啊，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
In James it says, brothers, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
在雅各书一章四节这里讲到，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
In James chapter 1 verse 4, perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
换句话讲呢，父神是希望我们的生命被建立。
In other words, the Heavenly Father hopes that our life can be established.
身上的杂质是被熬炼除尽。
The impurities can be purified.
以致成为圣洁、贵重合用的器皿。
So that we can become holy and noble instruments suitable for the Master's use.
为主要使用，让他自己的名得荣耀。
So that his name can be glorified.
既然是这样，基督徒是必定会面对艰难。
Then if that is the case, it is a sure thing that Christians will face difficulties.
或者有人会这样问，
or someone will ask,
我信主多年，
I have believed in the Lord for a long time.
神给我的恩典满满，
God has given me abundant grace.
生活也都过得很平顺，
and my life has been smooth.
我并不感觉到神要我经历苦难艰难，
I do not feel that God wants me to go through difficulties and hardships.
如果是这样的话，
if that is the case,
大概你需要检视一下你的信仰，
perhaps you have to examine your faith.
如果你不是徒受神的恩典的话，
if you do not receive God's grace in vain,
这样你是需要问一问自己，你所信的是什么？
You need to ask yourself, what do you really believe?
让我们再次读今天其中一段的正道经文，就是马太福音的七章十三到十四节。
Let us read one of the sermon scriptures, Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14.
我们一起给你读出来。
Let's read together.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
这里讲到主耶稣提到的窄门。
Here the Lord Jesus mentions the analogies of the narrow gate,
小路，
the narrow road,
阔门和大路的比喻，
the wide gate and the broad road.
阔门是世人所向往的，
the wide gate represents things that the world aspires to,
包括世界的价值观，
including the value system of the world,
人生观，
outlook on life,
以及其他的宗教信仰等等，
and other religious beliefs etc.
很多人都是朝这条宽坦舒适的路 来到去走。
Many people are walking towards this wide and comfortable road.
窄门就是主耶稣。
The narrow gate is the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣曾经讲过，我就是羊的门。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep.
我们藉着相信主耶稣。
Through the faith in the Lord Jesus,
一生就走在这条容易的小路上面。
We walk on this difficult, narrow road.
讲到这里，我想起在二次世界大战，一位为主殉道的德国牧师潘霍华。
At this point, I remember that during the Second World War, there was a German pastor, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who became a martyr for the Lord.
他责备教会所传的不是纯正福音。
He rebuked the churches at that time that they were not spreading the true gospel.
这些教会所鼓吹的是人信主是不需要深切反思自己罪人的本相。
The churches were proclaiming that when people came to the Lord, they did not have to have true repentance of sins.
人只需要在头脑上认知自己是罪人，就可以获得罪的赦免。
They only had to recognize that they are sinners and they could receive forgiveness.
潘霍华认为这些教会所传的是扭曲的福音。
Bonhoeffer thought that this gospel that the churches were preaching at that time was a distorted version of the gospel.
他称之为廉价的恩典。
He called it cheap grace.
他讲到廉价的恩典是梦要书而不需要悔改。
Cheap grace means that forgiveness without repentance.
受洗是不需要遵守教会的纪律。
Baptism without discipline.
不需要背十字架。
It does not require carrying the cross.
更没有接受那位道成肉身又永远活着的耶稣基督。
Or acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word became flesh and who lives forever.
换句话说呢，信耶稣只是嘴唇上面讲。
In other words, believing in the Lord Jesus is just lip service.
生命当中没悔改。
In their lives, there is no repentance.
生活仍然我行我素。
They live their lives in a way that suits them.
没委身。
There is no commitment.
没愿意为跟随基督而付上代价。
No willingness to pay the price in order to follow Christ.
而他提到另一个就是重价的恩典。
He also mentioned the other concept, the costly grace.
潘霍华认为我们是神所重价买回来的。
Pastor Bonhoeffer thinks that we are purchased at a price by God.
换句话说呢，因着主耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
In other words, because of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
他舍去他的生命是为我们付上极沉重的代价。
Gave up his life.That was a great price paid by him.
我们不单只需要认罪悔改。
We do not only have to repent from our sin and confess our sins.
接受耶稣基督成为我们个人的救主，生命的主。
And receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
更加要老老实实的付上代价的跟随他的脚中行。
But we also have to sincerely to follow his steps by paying a price.
现今有些教会所传的是廉价的恩典。
Nowadays, most churches preach is the cheap grace.
对主耶稣基督并他钉十字架的救恩只是轻轻的带过。
For Jesus Christ and him crucified, they only mentioned it lightly.
他们进而强调的就是信耶稣能够带来福气、恩典、平安。
What they emphasize is that believing in the Lord Jesus will bring them blessings, grace, and peace.
为主付代价就更加不会提。
Never will they mention paying the price for the sake of the Lord.
在罗马书十章十七节这里讲到。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message.And the message is heard through the word of Christ.
传扬主耶稣基督并他钉十字架救恩是一件非常严肃的事情。
To spread the gospel of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ is a solemn matter.
如果传错的话，只会是将人引向宽门大路。
If there is an error in the message, it will only lead people to the wide gate and wide road.
最终是得不着救恩。
At the end, they cannot receive the salvation.
先前讲到的窄门。
Just now I mentioned the narrow gate.
那我讲到窄门就是主耶稣基督自己呢？
The narrow gate is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
当我们一次专一相信主耶稣基督的时候，
Once we wholeheartedly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就进入窄门。
We have entered the narrow gate.
经过门之后，一切都是在基督的里面。
After the gate, Everything is in Christ.
跟住我哋开始走一条一生依靠主嘅十字架嘅道路。
Then we start to walk in the road of the cross by putting our trust in the Lord throughout our entire life.
冇错，路系难行嘅。
Indeed, the road is difficult to walk.
但系因有主嘅同在，所以我哋能够面对任何嘅环境。
But because of the presence of the Lord.We can face any situation.
正如在以弗所书一章三节里有讲到
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 tells us that
神在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气
God has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
换句话说
In other words,
有了基督就有了一切
When we have Christ, we have everything.
但是属灵的福气是需要凭信心去支取。
However, spiritual blessings must be claimed by faith.
正如在旧约以色列的民族经过四十年的旷野的漂流生活。
As in the Old Testament, after the Israelites wandered 40 years in the desert,
神应许赐给他们迦南美地。
God promised to give them the good land of Canaan.
在约瑟记的一章三节里讲到。
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 3,
凡你们脚掌所踏之地。我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses.
以色列民族就是专一地到相信神的应许。
The Israelites wholeheartedly believed the promise of God.
他们凭着对神的依靠
through their trust in God,
最终能够排除万难
Finally, they could overcome all the difficulties.
可以安顿在迦南地
and settled in the land of Canaan.
约书亚记廿一章四十五节这里讲到
Joshua chapter 21 verse 45 tells us,
耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话一句也没有落空，都应验了。
Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled.
先前提到，既然我哋进咗窄门
，Just now I mentioned that since we have entered the narrow gate，
咁样一生走小路系每个信徒所当作嘅。
It is only reasonable that every believer should walk in the narrow road。
咁当然喺路上边必定会出现困难啦。
However, in the road, there will certainly be difficulties and frustrations.
咁我哋又需要具备啲咩嘅素质嚟到去继续走呢条路咧
？What qualities do we need in order to continue walking in the road？
我哋再一次读今天早上其中一节嘅正道经文，就系帖撒罗尼加后书嘅一章四节。
Let us read one of the sermon scriptures of this morning, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4.
我哋一齐嚟读。
Let's read together.
甚至我们在神的各教会。为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中，仍够存忍耐和信心。
Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring.
在患难当中仍够存有忍耐和信心。
Having perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials.
是保罗称赞帖撒罗尼加教会的。
It's something that Paul commends the church of Thessalonica.
换句话说呢，无论怎样的恶劣的环境。
In other words,No matter under what bad situation,
时时都能够忍耐
to be able to always persevere,
而且有信心
and maintain the faith,
这个是我们走小路所必须具备
It's a quality that we must possess in walking in the narrow road.
常存忍耐和信心是不容易学习的
It is not easy to learn to be persistent in perseverance and faith.
用回旧约以色列人漂流在旷野的例子
Using once again the example of the Israelites wandering in the desert,
由于他们缺乏忍耐和信心
Because of their lack of perseverance and faith,
使他们不能够进到神所应许的迦南美地
They could not enter the promised good land of Canaan
当然是除了约书亚和迦勒
Apart from Joshua and Caleb
凡20岁以上的军倒闭在旷野
The body of everyone over the age of 20 fell in the desert
忍耐等候是信徒走小路所必须的
It is necessary to persevere and wait in order to walk on the narrow road
曾经有位牧师这样说
A pastor once said
他说忍耐通常是最短的路程
Perseverance is usually the shortest path.
我再讲
I say it again.
忍耐通常是最短的路程
Perseverance is usually the shortest path.
使我们少受痛苦
It makes us suffer less.
或者你会想，即是怎样呢
You might think, How is it like that?
我用一个好贴切嘅例子。
I can give you another example that is easy to understand.
好多时我哋喺路上边揸车咧。
Very often when we drive on the road,
遇到有火车经过嘅时候咧。
As we come to a railway crossing when a train comes past,
好似平交道嘅栏杆咧就会落咗落嚟嘅。
The boom gate of the railway crossing will be lowered.
咁你就系必须有耐心嘅等候。
Then you must wait patiently.
火车经过咗之后咧，呢、这个平交道嘅栏杆就会升起。
After the train has gone past, the boom gate will be raised.
然后你就可以继续你嘅车程。
Then you can continue your journey.
但有啲时候咧，你会留意到，如果你发觉嗰个平交道嘅栏杆迟迟都唔升翻起嘅时候咧
，But sometimes you may find that the boom gate is not raised after waiting and waiting.
有啲车就会掉头去揾其他嘅路去继续佢嘅车程嘅。
At that time, some cars will take a U-turn to find other routes to continue their journeys.
咁其实咧。在正常的情况底下
But in fact, under normal circumstances,
你稍微耐心的等候
If you wait a bit more patiently,
道路就会畅通的
The traffic will go smoothly again.
你的车程可以继续
Then you can continue your journey.
但是比起那些心急掉头去找其他路径的车其实你比他们节省了不少的时间
Compared with the impatient drivers who seek alternative routes, you can save a lot of time.
同样的道理属神的儿女走小路亦都需要耐性。
Similarly, children of God who walk in the narrow road also need patience.
但是这份的耐性呢就按我们天然本性就是没有的。
But this kind of patience, according to our nature, we do not have such patience.
但是唯有我们在基督里面我们就能够拥有。
Only when we are in Christ, we can have it.
另一方面缺乏对神的信靠亦都系走小路嘅障碍。
On the other hand, lacking trust in God is also a hindrance from walking in the narrow road.
唯有我哋学校保罗所讲嘅。
Only when we learn from the example of Paul.
我信神，他怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。
I have faith in God that it will happen just as He told me.
因为我哋知道神系唔会丢弃我哋成为孤儿嘅。
Because we know that God will not leave us as orphans.
讲到呢度，我谂到以拿家嘅弟兄姊妹。
At this point, I'm thinking of the brothers and sisters of Jaira Fellowship.
我都知道大家喺跟从主嘅路上边都有难处。
I know that all of you have difficulties in following the Lord.
我哋最紧要就喺基督里边。
But more importantly, we are all in Christ.
让走过嘅难处咧
，I hope that the difficulties that we have gone through
唔单止我哋嘅生命系被建立
，do not only help to build up our lives，
更加嘅能够安慰别人
，but they can also be used to comfort others。
正如喺哥林多后书嘅一章四节呢度讲到
，as in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4，
我哋喺一切嘅患难当中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐嘅安慰去安慰那遭。
God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. I want to use the following sharing to end today's sermon. Sometimes I struggle a bit in serving God. Why? Because of my age.
体力都是慢慢的衰退
My strength is declining
集中力也会受影响
And my concentration is affected
记得曾经和太太在神面前的立志
I remember that my wife and I did make a commitment before God
让神来到使用我们余下的生命
For him to use the rest of our lives
大家想想、啊、那怎么办
I was thinking what should I do
那感谢神
But thanks to God
让我想起主的一段的话
He helped me remember the words of the Lord
在临后的十二章九节都要讲到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9，
我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness。
立时心就醒过来。
Then immediately I came to this awareness。
是的，主，你的恩典是够我用。
Yes, Lord。Your grace is sufficient for me.
在上个主日正道的时候
In the sermon last Sunday,
牧者引用诗篇63篇的第三节
Pastor used Psalm 63 verse 3.
因为你的慈爱比生命更好
Because your love is better than life.
主耶稣基督为我这个罪人甘愿地舍弃他的生命
The Lord Jesus Christ was willing to lay down his life for a sinner like me.
我岂可以不爱主吗
How can I not love the Lord?
心里对主说
In my heart, I said to the Lord,
主题，我愿意替你交托的服事。
Oh yes, Lord, I'm willing to take serving you seriously in the roles that you commit me to.
刚刚过的星期是忙于准备今天早上的讲道的服事。
In the week past, I have been busy preparing for this morning's sermon.
原本计划就是星期一到星期三就翻工。
Originally, I planned to work from Monday to Wednesday.
星期四星期五就在家里面安静预备这个讲章。
And then to have quiet time at home on Thursday and Friday to prepare this message.
星期三的下午就有个客户来到我办公室就讲到一些税务的事情。
On Wednesday afternoon, a client came to my office to discuss his tax affairs.
言谈之间就问起他的丈夫的先生他最近身体的状况是怎样。
During our conversation, I asked about her husband's health condition.
他的先生在年多之前就是再度中风。
Because her husband had a recurrence of stroke more than a year ago.
他不能够讲话。
He cannot speak.
他除了左手可以稍微动动之外，基本上他是失去了活动的能力。
Besides a very limited range of movements on the right hand, he has basically totally lost all mobility.
现在住在安老院。
He is now staying in an aged care facility.
他的年纪是八十几岁。
He is now in his 80s.
最近他的身体越来越差。
Recently, his health has deteriorated further.
这个老先生曾经跟我讲过他是一个基督徒。
This elderly gentleman once told me that he is a Christian.
其实呢，去年的十二月底我曾经探过他。
I visited him at the end of last year.
我带他做一个决志的祷告来确认他的信仰。
I led him in prayer to commit to the Lord in order to confirm his faith.
你知道我自己有时我的记性不是很好。
You know that sometimes I don't have good memory.
我探访过之后呢，自己觉得那个祷告好像有些东西遗留了。
After visited him, I felt that I had missed something in the prayer.
所以打算我放假回来之后再去探他。
So I planned to visit him again after the New Year break.
这次见到他太太了。
This time when I saw his wife,
心里面就有一份感动。
I felt compelled.
我希望再次祈祷跟他确认信仰。
I felt compelled to confirm his faith again.
星期三放工驾车回家的时候呢，
On my way home on Wednesday,
不如明天去探他呢。
I was trying to convince myself to visit him the next day.
挣扎就来了。
And then the struggle came.
因为预备讲章嘛。
Because I was trying to prepare my sermon.
不如下个礼拜才去啦。
I wanted to procrastinate to the following week.
但是回过头再想下。
But afterwards, as I reflected on it again,
如果他在这几天离世，
if he happens to pass away in these few days,
而没有真正的认识主，
without truly knowing the Lord,
我对他对神都有很大的亏欠。
Then this is a debt that I owe him and owe God.
你都想到神使用我们的时候呢，
I also realized that when God uses us,
不是按我们方便的时间，
it is not according to the time that is convenient to us,
是按祂定的时间，
but according to his own timing.
那时我霎时间就想通了。
At that time, I found out,
感谢主星期四的早上我是探了祂。
Thanks to God, I went to visit him on Thursday morning.
这次跟祂确认信仰，应该是没有遗留任何的东西。
And I could confirm his faith without missing anything.
虽然这位的老弟兄仍然受病患折磨的当中，
although this elderly brother in Christ is still suffering from his sickness,
但我深信他是属主的。
I deeply believe that he belongs to the Lord.
有一天他会被主接到去他的荣耀里面。
One day, he will be received by God in his glory.
我相信以上的分享你一样都有类似的经历。
I believe that the above sharing of mine, you also have similar experiences.
其实所做的都是微不足道的。
What we do is indeed insignificant.
毕竟我们不是为神做怎样光光烈烈的大事。
We are not doing anything very major or significant for God.
但是当我们能够肯为其他人着想而付出的时候呢，
But if we can do things according to people's need and pay the price,
将自己的优先次序来放低，
And then we readjust our priorities,
神是会悦纳的。
God is pleased with it.
既然神藉着主耶稣基督为我们的罪是付上极沉重的代价，
Since through the Lord Jesus Christ, God has paid a great price for our sins.
拯救咗我哋。
He has saved us.
让我哋好好嘅嚟到倚靠主。
Let us put our trust in the Lord.
就好似帖撒罗尼加嘅教会一样。
Just like the church in Thessalonica.
虽然有好多嘅患难同埋逼迫。
Although they were facing a lot of hardships and troubles.
但系仍旧存忍耐同信心去走完今世嘅路。
But they kept the perseverance and faith.To finish the course of their walk on life.
让我们一同地起立唱一首的回应诗，耶稣基督是我一切。
Let us stand up and sing this responding hymn, Jesus is all the world to me.
没错，有了基督就是有了一切。
When we have Christ, we have everything.
今后无论顺境和逆境。
No matter in favorable times or adversities,
因着主的缘故，我们都能够面对。
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can face.
你一起的一个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
感谢你藉着主耶稣基督拯救咗我哋。
We thank you that through the Lord Jesus Christ you have saved us.
因主你更加呼召我哋。
Lord, you also call us.
入窄门走小路。
To enter the narrow gate and walk on the narrow path.
虽然呢条路系唔容易嚟到走。
Although this road is not easy to walk.
就正如保罗所讲，我哋进入神嘅国，必须经历好多嘅艰难。
Just as what Paul said.We enter the kingdom of God. We must go through a lot of hardships.
但感谢主，就正正系呢啲嘅艰难。
But thanks to you, Lord, it's just because of these hardships.
你用呢啲嘅艰难嚟到去建立我哋嘅生命。
You use these hardships to build up our lives.
你除去我哋一切嘅杂质。
You purge us from all the impurities.
最终我哋能够成为主你圣洁合用嘅器皿。为主所用
so that we can become noble and holy instruments suitable for the master's use.
天父，你更加应许我哋。
Lord, you have also promised us.
你基督耶稣里边
that in the Lord Jesus Christ,
已经将一切属天嘅福气赐过俾我哋。
You have already given us all the blessings.
就好似诗歌所讲
just as what the hymn says.
基督已经系我哋嘅一切。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our all.
无论将来或顺或逆
no matter in favorable times or in adversity.
我们都能够可以面对
We can face all the situations.
更加我们知道这条小路
We also know that this narrow road
是通到主你的荣耀宝座的上面去
is leading to the glorious throne of yours.
求主帮助我们
Lord, help us.
帮助我们以勒家的每一位的成员
Help the brothers and sisters in Jara Fellowship.
以致我们有盼望的继续走我们的人生路
So that we can walk in this road with hope.
我们这样祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督的名
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 清楚
Please be seated.